it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We are taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. So, Joe Rexroad, you come out with what I would describe as a very intriguing piece today
at TheAthletic.com. Just call it a hot take.
Maybe. But I kind of like it at theathletic.com, and I'll let you kind of set it up here, but basically taking a look, we've talked a lot about, you know, the college football playoff rankings. Ohio State gets throttled by Michigan over the weekend, and Ohio State fans are very upset with Ryan Day and that football program, despite the 45-5 record that Ryan Day has. You know, you lose that game to Michigan a couple years in a row, which is not something that's happened very often over the course of my lifetime. Ohio State fans start to get a little upset, and that has definitely happened since Saturday. And it has them thinking about Ryan Day's future at Ohio State. And you've thrown out a candidate that I think would certainly grab the attention of Titans fans if and when this day comes at some point at Ohio State.
Well, I'll just read the headline. Ohio State should give Mike Vrabel the world, resume dominance, and never look back.
Yes.
There it is.
There it is.
If I'm Ohio State, that if I'm Gene Smith, you know, ADs talk about, you know, they always have like a list. You know, you always have a list, in, you know, in the drawer with three candidates. If I'm Gene Smith, I have just a huge picture of Vrabel on a napkin in my desk. Okay,
yeah,
just that's it, man. I mean, that's if I'm Ohio State, that's what I'm thinking. And it actually is. It's interesting because it reminds me of. And I know so often, like, the former great players, you know, it's a lot, that can often be a bad idea. You know, like, whenever Tennessee has an OB, Peyton, get Peyton over there, right?
I mean,
but for years, for Michigan, you know, it was Harbaugh. And it was kind of he was the white whale. And actually, it's actually somewhat a little bit more like Gruden at Tennessee, but, you know, the link was kind of flimsy, and that was just sort of, but it was the same idea. You know, when they hired Brady Hoke, it was like, oh, Harbaugh. And he was, you know, he was actually, well, I believe he was actually about to get to the NFL and do really well in the NFL. Sometimes the timing doesn't work out. When they got him last time, it was like, wow, you got him out of the NFL, and this is a guy who's been to the Super Bowl. And, of course, we also, by the way, know how it worked out. It looked like it was never going to work out, and now it looks pretty good. But Vrabel reminds, right now for Ohio State, reminds me of Harbaugh back then for Michigan. And it may be one of those things where it's just their white whale, and it just doesn't work out. I don't know that he would take the job, but again, if I'm Ohio State, I'll make him the highest paid coach in college football. And I'll tell you right now that if Mike Vrabel went to Ohio State, was all in on going home and being Ohio State's coach, I believe that Mike Vrabel could have a Nick Saban-like run at Ohio State. I believe that.
Well, so. this is not the first time that you brought this up. We've kind of joked about it before, like Ohio State at some point coming calling for Mike Vrabel. But I do think, like, from their perspective, let's say you fast forward a year from now and you just determine that Ryan Day is not the guy, which, by the way, you know, look, it's Ohio State. They recruit really well every year. They might turn around and win the national title next year, and then this discussion, you know, we're just not having it. I have no idea what's going to happen with Ryan Day and Ohio State. But with the way that Jim Harbaugh is going right now and just the odds are they're probably not going to win the national title next year, I do wonder if the time comes where if you're Ohio State's administration there and you just determine that Ryan Day is not your guy, like, I don't know how you couldn't take a look at Vrabel and not be really intrigued by that. Based on the job that he's done in the NFL, obviously there's a connection there with Vrabel and Ohio State. That's where he played, and he's helped coach there too. So all of that makes sense. I can say from their perspective, if they get to the point where they determine Ryan Day is not the guy, it would make a ton of sense to pursue that route. I have no idea whether or not Vrabel would be interested in that, but, you know, I was thinking about this in terms of just this conversation of Vrabel as a college football coach. Number one, and you know this, the money as a college football coach, especially a high-level college football coach, is really good. That's very attractive if you're out there. And I think he'd do a really good job. Now, the question that I would have, and you talk about this a little bit at The Athletic, is at this stage of his life, like, does Vrabel want to spend all the time recruiting that it would take to do all this stuff in college football? It's a little bit more of a round-the-clock, different job description than it is in the NFL, but it would make, I think you'd be stupid if you're Ohio State not to consider this if you get to that point with Ryan Day.
Yeah, and look, here's the thing with Day, and I it's just going to be a day-long battle on these comments. Oh, man, I'm getting caught.
Day-long.
I mean, well.
See what you did there.
Oh, God, I didn't even mean to. Pun not intended. By the way, Greg A on the text line says, can I say it, please? Please. Crimson Tide Joe, new Nick man.
Please.
Well, now let's go. How about Buckeye Joe? Because I'm being called a crazy Ohio State fan in the comments. I promise you I'm not a crazy Ohio State fan. But I'm going to be going back and forth in these comments all day about a lot of things, including, like, I'm not saying Ryan Day should be fired. He's not going to be fired. He's not going to be fired, and I'm not saying that. Okay? But he might. He could also leave. Okay?
Sure.
So, and I cited this piece from a year ago from Bill Rabanowski, who has been on that beat for a long, long time, about, you know, how Day was serious last year considering the NFL. Now, look, it was a contract situation. He was underpaid. He got himself up to, you know, Mel Tucker from Michigan State gets 10 years, $95 million. He's making 7-6 at Ohio State, you know, so he gets the bump up to 9-5. So that's part of it. Those stories often are tied to a contract. But another part of it was the reaction, the backlash that this guy got last year after they lost the one game to Michigan was, it's one of those, it's, look, man, that place is, I mean, Kirk Herbstreit lives in Nashville right now. Ask him why. Okay, I mean, it's it is a fishbowl, and it is absolutely – listen, if they go lose at Michigan next year, and let's say they lose by 10 or more, which you got J.J. McCarthy coming back from Michigan, you got a brand-new quarterback for Ohio State, it will be the first time since the 3 years after World War II, 46, 47, 48. This doesn't happen. I mean – losing to Michigan doesn't happen. This is not like these two programs about an equal footing at all. You know, the Big Ten, they used to talk about the Big Two in the little eight in the 70s. It's been the Big One and whoever else in the Big Ten for a long time.
Yes.
It's not close. Not close. And you just got your doors blown off at home by Michigan for a second loss in a row. Look, I'm sorry, but like that can't fly. Now, 45-5, you're going to get fired? No. I think Ryan Day's a good coach. Are there other coaches with this talent who could go to Ohio State in the last 4 years and go 45-5?
Yes.
Believe that there are. I absolutely believe that there are. And I, look, I'm not sitting here telling you that Vrabel would be 50-0, but I think he'd be better. I think Vrabel would be really good. And I think a lot of what I wrote here was about Vrabel as and his apparent love for recruiting, because that's a huge question. Like you said, are you willing to change your life? It's a different deal. Now, Nick Saban liked it. Nick Saban liked going to a place where he can have the best players all the time. And
sure.
And he can be his GM and select players. It's worked out okay for him.
I'd say so.
Now, another thing, and this point was brought up to me by someone, you know, while I was writing this. I talked to some people. I'm not just, you know, spewing hot takes. I mean, come on, I'm kind of spewing hot takes. But, you know, I'm talking to people. And a point made, like, name, image, likeness. This stuff, the portal now,
it's different.
It gives you more pause when you think about going to the college game than I'd say even like 3-4 years ago. You know, this thought came to me heavily when I wrote this Urban Meyer piece, and I emailed him the story so he could read it.
And he asked for your promo code.
Yeah. So, can you email that to me? Yeah, sure. No, it's, yeah, I know. It's $1 a month, man. It's too much for you. But anyway, the point, you know, with that story, I got the strong sense, you know, that this could be a thing. You know, I mean, just because it makes too much sense, but it has to be. You have to be in love with all that stuff. But Urban Meyer in 2012, it was about that season. That was Vrabel. He finally decided to let Vrabel coach. I mean, that's how his coaching career started. At first, Urban Meyer was like, hell no. And then they talked him into another interview, and Vrabel showed him, okay, I can teach players. And Urban's like, a lot of people, like, dude, you made $20 million in the NFL. You want to come do this? Really? But that's Vrabel. He's different. So the thing about the story, though, is 2012, Urban Meyer went to Ohio State. They were under probation, all this stupid tattoo stuff, which, again, looks so dumb now, yeah. The trestle stuff.
Yes, it does.
They found out they had a bowl ban, okay, that year. He had like 21 seniors. He talked all of them into staying.
Yeah.
Do you know that right now you might keep three of them?
Oh,
and
yeah.
That is the difference. Go 10 years ago to now to coach in the college game, and that I think would be my biggest question. If this does materialize, and I think one way or another, Ohio State pursuing Vrabel, I mean, I feel good about that at some point happening. But that, to me, would be the question. Would he actually want to get into that situation now where it's like, you know, you at times you almost have to coddle players so they won't leave you. And that I think the NFL sounds pretty good compared to that at times, doesn't it?
It does. The price tag associated with having to do that in college football could sound pretty good, too.
Well, that's true, too. And also, when you're in the NFL and if the Titans are going to kind of head into this mediocrity phase, which I mean, they don't necessarily have to, but I do wonder where things are going. You know, who's your quarterback, long-term, all that stuff. Sometimes that some of those headaches look okay, too, when you can go 11-1.
So what do you make of the scenario that Joe Rexroad has thrown out there, that at some point maybe Ohio State should pursue Mike Vrabel as their future head coach? We'll get more into this coming up next. Take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Give the gift of Preds hockey this holiday season with the Smashville Stocking Stuffer presented by 47 Brand and Local IQ. This includes two hockey tickets, a Preds 47 Brand hat, and a $20 food voucher, all starting at just $79. Visit NashvillePredators.com/stocking for more info, or you can check out the 5-game pick plan presented by Hattie B's. Pick any 5 games and select your seats, plus receive a Preds car flag and a $10 gift card to Hattie B's. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets. For details, this is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
He said a lot of great things about Ryan Day. Being Houdini, that man, the only thing he did in the last 24 hours is get a nice spray tan and walk in there, because that man is 1-1 versus the University of Michigan. And if he loses today, he is the last coach to do that since 1989.
Facts.
You guys are in a rough little turmoil area. Now, I will say this. University, I came in here feeling like the heavyset guy from Full Metal Jacket. I thought I was going to wake up in the middle of the night, a bunch of bars of soap hitting me.
Yeah.
But I have been brought here. Other than this, people have been loving.
Yeah.
They have been caring, respectful, and honestly, the key to happiness is low expectations, and I have felt that today.
Okay. You'll love this, because a friend of all of ours, before we even got going here, just wanted to say hello to you.
I appreciate that, fellas.
What up, everybody? This is Mike Vrabel, head football coach of the Tennessee Titans and former Buckeye, and also Taylor's daddy. Hope you guys are enjoying Columbus, Ohio. Can't wait to watch this game, man. It is going to be amazing. Taylor, you be safe coming back here to Nashville. We'll be waiting for you. Go Bucks.
Taylor's daddy.
What a legend. What'd you say?
He said he was Taylor's dad.
Listen, if you live in Davidson County, I have 45-year-old men come up to me and call me father. That's my joke. You stole it. Mike Vrabel is an incredible man. These people are incredible.
That was the scene on College Game Day over the weekend between Taylor Lewan and Mike Vrabel.
Nothing like some Full Metal Jacket jokes
on
Ohio State Michigan day.
And I am Taylor's daddy.
That was good. Vrabel. Nice.
Rebel coming in there with a little comedy.
Yeah.
So we're discussing the scenario that Joe Rexroad has thrown out there at theathletic.com. Would it make sense eventually for Ohio State to pursue Mike Vrabel as their head coach? And is that something Mike Vrabel would be interested in? We're taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Now, we've gotten a lot of response on our text line. One of which, I guess, is asking about Urban Meyer. Why would Ohio State not go back to that well with Urban Meyer after the success that he had at Ohio State?
Well, I've seen that out there. And, I don't think that's happening, folks. I don't think that's happening.
I mean, look, it's college football. And I watched a 35-minute-long press conference with Hugh Freeze at Auburn yesterday, which was very interesting. So anything could happen. I guess I wouldn't be shocked if Urban Meyer ended up back there, but I mean, with all the things that have happened with Urban Meyer since then, that would be a heck of a hire.
Well, even push that aside. Let's go with what we know about Urban Meyer as a coach. Not we know about whatever he did to Josh Lambeau's head or whatever, right? But also, frankly, go back and read this story I wrote about him from 10 years ago.
Yes.
You couldn't do it anymore. Like, we just made that point. Like, you can't. Like, the way, he's a very, very tough. Look, it's effective, obviously. He's a great coach, all that stuff. But he got fired, after 18, right?
Yep.
It's basically like he has been out of the game as it has changed to the point where his approach would not work, I believe. Tom from Nolensville, shout out Knights, says, which is harder from coach? You go from the NFL to college or from college to NFL? Someone also made the point about Saban. Saban only went because he was failing in the NFL and Vrabel's winning. Well, that's true. But Saban, Saban had an opportunity at Alabama. Okay, so it's like there's an opportunity at a place where you can actually do what he's done. You couldn't even have imagined the success they've had right when they hired him. But it's one of those absolutely top-shelf programs. And I think Saban was disillusioned with the way the NFL is. The NFL is designed for everyone to go 8-8, or 9-8, or 8-9. Yes. I think that frustration could at some point creep in for Vrabel too. He's done more with less here. I think that's fair to say, right?
I would say
with that.
So. Yes,
but it doesn't mean that Vrabel couldn't be coaching a 6-11 team at some point in the NFL. Okay.
Well, look, I just put myself, I'm not a football coach, but just thinking about it logically, doesn't it sound intriguing to control your roster? Like, especially at a place like Ohio State or Alabama or somewhere like that, like, you're going to be in the mix for the top talent in the country. Like, the brand kind of recruits itself. I also think, if Vrabel really wanted to, he'd be great at recruiting. I think
he is.
He is. So,
and Urban Meyer called him elite at recruiting.
Yeah, I think he would be awesome at it. So, doesn't that deep down, beyond the salary stuff, which is intriguing in its own right in college football, if Vrabel's going to be the head coach at Ohio State, if this scenario ended up happening, it'd take a whole lot of money to get him there, and it should. Coach at Ohio State.
He should be the highest paid coach in college football.
Yeah. So
that's what I would look, if I was Ohio State, that's the statement I would make.
Right. So the money is one thing, but also just the control that you have over your roster. To me, that's got to be intriguing to people out there. And I'm not saying, the NFL part of it isn't cool, having the relationship with your general manager and the draft and all that stuff. It's a different type of challenge. But the ability to just be yep, I want that guy, and just go have him on your team. I would love that as a coach.
Yeah, well, exactly. And look, here's the thing: Vrabel as a recruiter. So, the one question I have with Josh Heupel, and I think Hendon Hooker is a really important storyline for Tennessee football moving forward. I really believe this. There are people that are still going to look at this obviously. It's different for the NFL, and it doesn't translate, and all that stuff. Come here, of course, Alabama has this ridiculous record with the NFL. Georgia does, but so does Ohio State. That's something that's going to be really important for Tennessee to, Hyatt to do well and Hooker to, right? Things like that. If you're Ohio State, you already have the machine going. But if you add Vrabel to that and you're going against Kirby Smart, Saban, whoever. Look, NIL is what it is, but Ohio State's going to be at the top. They have all the money. They're going to have the money. They're not going to be losing out on that, right? The market's going to be the market. And then there's still other factors people are going to consider. And if you're a kid listening, might be able to say, let's see, I played for the greatest coach ever in the NFL. I caught touchdown passes and Super Bowls from the best quarterback ever in the NFL. And also, I've just been coaching one of the best running backs ever. Yeah, I think I could probably get you the NFL, kid.
Yeah.
It's absolute kerosene. And again, Ohio State doesn't lose many battles anyway. And Ryan Day, he's kept it going.
Sure.
He's obviously a good coach. But look, that Michigan game was Ohio State has been the soft team twice in a row against Michigan. It's just the reality of it. And they have a lot more talent than Michigan. I'm sorry, man. 45-5, good for you. He's a good coach. But it's not good enough. I'm sorry.
Buckeye
Joe here, but it's not good enough.
Well, it sounds crazy from the outside. What do you mean 45-5 is not good enough? But, that's what that place is. Like, that's where the expectations lie. And look, what do they have? One national title in the last 15 years, 16 years?
Yeah, I mean, you're going back.
Going back to Maurice Clarett, well, two in the last. Yeah,
actually, I think they have one in the last 20 years. Yep. Right? You had the Tressel one with Clarett,
yep.
And they had that one in 14 with Urban Meyer.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah, so I mean, they've been down again. So okay, you could go back and say, well, then why didn't Tressel and Urban win more? You know, but I just, and look, Ryan Day got him to the title game. I mean, again, he's gotten to the playoff twice, title game. All this stuff, but
and has been pointed out on the text line that we should bring up. I mean, they still might go to the title game this year. Like, they could get in the college football playoff this year.
It's possible.
Yeah,
yeah. Which, man, we bring this one back and just,
wild, wild west.
We can just cold, freezing cold takes this sucker like real fast. But to answer your question, Tom, on harder. Yeah, that's a good question. I think it would be harder. I think it actually would be harder to go from NFL to college now because of the stuff we've talked about. I mean, it kind of depends. I think it's helpful for coaches if they have a background in both, which Vrabel sure. does. But I think going from the NFL, because look, we haven't talked as much, and we can talk more about why you wouldn't leave the Titans. First of all, Amy Adams Strunk may at some point need to absolutely pony up. Because you know what? It's not just Ohio State. Other pro teams are going to be interested in trying to get Vrabel, too. I mean,
for sure.
He is a hot commodity. I do think that that aspect is – those aspects make it more difficult, but there are parts of this that are appealing. Like, for example, if you're Vrabel and you, first of all, you don't have to worry about people going to class and all these things, right? There's all that stuff too. Also, you can have relationships over several years with someone like Kevin Byard or someone like Jeffrey Simmons. You have them for years, and you get on the same wavelength with what you're doing defensively. And I'm sure, like, you go from that to a brand new team almost every year in college. That's got to be frustrating too, right?
Sure.
It's just that you're still going to be better than your opponent almost every time, unlike here.
Well, and, you know, I'm really interested to see what kind of that thoughts process would be like for him if it got to that point. We'll continue to take your thoughts on this scenario that Rex Rhodes thrown out there. Would it make sense eventually for Ohio State to pursue Mike Vrabel as their head coach? More on that coming up next. But first, Michelle Knezovic has a word from Superbook Sportsbook.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Robbie. And speaking of Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans, let's take a look at the early line against the Philadelphia Eagles. Listen, the line has already gone down in favor of the Titans. It was 5.5 yesterday, and now the Eagles are only favored by 5. I'm going to take the Tennessee Titans plus the 5. I think they cover that spread. And listen, I actually think they end up winning this game. And football is not the only thing going on right now. Listen, we've got basketball, hockey. The World Cup is going on right now. I saw the U.S. get a nice win the other day. And there's no better place to wager on all of that than Superbook Sports. When you sign up, deposit, and wager all on the same day, Superbook will give you a bonus up to $1,000. When the sports world is busy, it's time to get busy winning some money. So download the Superbook Sportsbook app or visit Superbook.com to wager and win today. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, discussing a scenario that Joe Rex Road has thrown out there.
That has fabricated. People, just for your enjoyment.
People on your on the text line and on your comment section at TheAthletic.com, a little bit fired up about this scenario of, should the Ohio State Buckeyes at some point pursue Mike Vrabel to be their head coach?
Buckeye Joe. I think Porth has called me that in the past, by the way.
I think so.
By the way, also, Ryan Day and Ryan Porth are almost freaking clones. It's weird. If Ryan Day had a goatee, would he not? Look at a picture side by side of those two guys. It's weird, man.
Sorry, I can't say I've ever looked at those two side by side.
Almost Googled Ryan Porth and not Ryan Day.
I'm just saying.
It's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, they kind of do.
It's kind of freaky.
Shout out to Porth.
By the way, is Porth okay? Because, and this is part of this story too, because honestly, if you asked Ohio State fans a week ago, like if you said you're going to lose to Michigan, you get killed by Michigan at home, you're going to lose 45-23 at home, who's your next coach? A lot of them might have said Luke Fickell.
Yeah.
Vrabel's best friend. Well, Luke Fickell's now at Wisconsin. So it leaves the one white whale out there. I mean, Luke Fickell's not going to go to Wisconsin and then immediately, I mean, I took that as he's out of the Ohio State sweepstakes. You know, that he had the 1 year tryout season when Tressel, you know, the interim season of 2011, and maybe he just, you know, just doesn't want to deal with that. But now it's all Vrabel. And also, is Porth okay? Because Porth is a Cincinnati fan, and he just saw Luke Fickell.
It's a tough one.
Do we know if Ryan Porth's okay?
I don't know.
All right.
Need to check
we know he looks like Ryan Day.
He does. By the way, Jared Stillman has weighed in on Twitter.
Oh, good.
Says, this is a shocking, out of nowhere, and amazing take, all in all capital letters, from Joe Rexroad. Hashtag T. How's that make you feel?
Ooh.
I don't know. I feel like he almost kind of likes the comment, approves of it, so now I feel bad about myself.
Oh, he definitely
likes it. Yeah.
Come on. I was hoping Jared would be like, you idiot. You hands off my coach.
The Magic Man on Twitter says, if that heinous school comes within an email of Raves, I will go scorched earth. They're not poaching our guy.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of reaction I'm looking for. Chris K, my comment, says, Joe couldn't come up with an injury story, so he resorts to this. Goodness.
Well, an injury story?
I could.
Right about hamstrings?
Have I been making up injury stories?
I don't think so. So we've talked about the reasons why it would make sense for Ohio State to have this viewpoint. Like at some point, if you think, you know, Ryan Day is not your guy, then for sure. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world to go after Mike Vrabel. From his standpoint and from the Titans' standpoint, not whether it's Ohio State or anybody else, like if you're Amy Adams Strunk, everybody's talking about Mike Vrabel, what a good coach he is. You just gave him a contract extension, so it's not like they don't recognize that. But like in the back of your mind, if you're the Titans, how worried are you, should you be, about Vrabel maybe looking around somewhere else and saying, that's pretty intriguing. I mean, there's only so much you can do about it, I guess. Like if he really wants to go be a coach in college football, then that's what he's going to do. But I do wonder, like if you're a member of the Titans or if you're Amy Adams Strunk in ownership, how much could this be in the back of your mind?
Well, you have to be thinking about the fact that he's a commodity. You know, last week, I don't know this for sure. I should ask this, but you know, they introduced the team, and then they introduced Vrabel, and I was sitting there in the car. I'm like, have they done that before? And it was like, and Mike Vrabel. You know, and I was like. He's like the star. He gets introduced after the team. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just a little example. I mean, his star has risen. He's
for sure
in contention to be NFL Coach of the Year a second straight year. Okay? And so I think if you're Amy Adams Strunk, it doesn't necessarily have to be worried about Ohio State specifically, but you have to be considering paying him more. I mean, it's just as simple as that and trying to make him happy. Again, I don't think that there's any other college coaching. You know, I saw Glennon at the Preds game last night, and I don't remember this, but apparently, like when Notre Dame was open, he like asked Vrabel about that. You know, he's a Catholic boy from the Midwest, and I don't think there's another college job that Vrabel would even. And he'd laugh at all of them, other than this one. You know, but this it's different. It is home. I mean, he's had a house there still. Like it's. I mean, this is absolutely. I mean, it's not just. That it's his alma mater. He's from Ohio, so this is different. But yeah, I mean, and look, like you said earlier, jobs like this in college, I mean, the top college jobs have paid more than at least most NFL coaches make.
Oh yeah,
so it's a different level of all that stuff. I mean, it's two kind of very different worlds. But I think this or, you know, if another, like someone on comments or on the text line, I think may have said, you know, I think he's holding out for Belichick to retire and then take over the Patriots. I don't buy that at all. I don't know why, like who wants to follow Belichick, you know? I mean, he's a Patriots legend, but I don't necessarily buy that.
I don't either.
Look, I think, and none of this is to say that I think Vrabel is unhappy in the job or anything like that, but. There are realities of coaching the NFL that it's designed to drag you down and put you in cycles. And, you know, maybe Vrabel's like, well, screw that. I'm just going to buck that trend and we're going to win every year. Maybe he'll be right. But like you said earlier, you can select players and be the coach and the GM at once. That's a pretty sweet deal.
Well, it's a sweet deal, and it's that job specifically. Like, you're talking about what? Top three job in college football at Ohio State? Is that even debatable?
Sure. No. I mean, I think certainly. I think Ohio State and Georgia.
Bama.
Yeah. I mean, I think Nick Saban has made Bama that. You think of Bama as like the number one program. I think there's all this debate, like, what is the best job apart from like their current level of success? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if Bama. I mean, you actually could probably look at like a Florida or a Florida State. You know, just because of the proximity to all that talent. But
yeah, it's a top three job.
Yeah, I mean, Ohio State would be in that top circle and on the medal stand, no matter who else is there.
Let's go to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Liam on the text line says, I got enough to worry about, and this would be pretty low, but thanks for adding that to the list. What else you got? Allie in Bellevue said, Joe casually slid this into this conversation on the show a week or so ago, and I've thought about it at least once a day ever since. You're messing with the psyche of our people, Joe Rex wrote, and I don't know if I can stand for it.
I'm sorry. You know, the funny thing is this story I did 2 years ago about Urban Meyer, and I emailed him the story.
Yes.
I closed it with, imagine Ryan Day going to the Patriots, because he's like a New England guy.
Yeah.
Belichick retires, he goes to the Patriots, and then Fickell and Vrabel wrestle over the Ohio State job. I mean, I had quotes in that story, like Joshua Perry, who played there, is like, oh, he'd kill at Ohio State. Like, it's been a talking point for a while. I think it's starting to get to the point where he's done so well here, and they may be coming up on an opening. Sometimes it's about timing, you know. I just feel like now we're starting to get toward where it could be reality.
It could
be reality, at least in
that pursuit. Yeah,
and it better be. I mean, again, if you're Ohio State and you don't go all out to get him, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Exactly. I got a texter that says Vrabel leaving the NFL after being successful to go Ohio State is exactly like Harbaugh leaving the NFL after being successful to go to Michigan. I mean, they're pretty similar.
And people were like, there's no way. I mean, believe me, Michigan State fans back then, you're not getting Harbaugh. Well, they got him. And it was the pull. Some of it is just the pull of home. And it finally has worked out for them. So, I don't know. I don't know if he got presented this, what he would do, but I don't think he'd just laugh at it.
I don't think he'd laugh at it either. Now, we've talked about the benefits of the college part of it. I mean, you're picking your own players. At Ohio State, you're going to have the talent advantage just about every time you take the field, all that stuff. You know, a guy like Vrabel, who I do think to some degree part of why he's in coaching is that he really enjoys a challenge. Like, there is a challenge in the NFL in terms of you're battling against a system that's designed for you to go basically 8-9 or 9-8. And the consistency that he's been able to display thus far has been really good. Now, how does he view the future of the team? I don't know. We got a text on the text line that says, you know, John Robinson's eventually going to be the reason that Vrabel leaves. I mean, I don't know about all that. But I do think there is something to also be said for it's the NFL. It's the best league in the world. It's the top level of football. And I think Vrabel really wants to win a Super Bowl. He's made that clear in the past as a coach.
Exactly. There's a pursuit of the Super Bowl, and you know, look, there's the pull of the alma mater, and all the benefits and all the advantages are, I mean, I think are substantial. But I think Vrabel also, look, I mean, the path to Canton and the Hall of Fame to him is a combo player coach career, but it's really the coaching career that could get him there. And so if he's in for the long haul and he keeps performing like this over a period of time, I think he could get to Canton, which is very close to his home, by the way, where he grew up. I would think an Ohio guy, an NFL guy, that would be important. So that's another thing to consider, legacy and, you know, Vrabel, I'm getting all these tweets, people like, Vrabel wants nothing to do with recruiting. He hates recruiting. I'm like, that's just patently not true. It's just not true. So if that's your reasoning, if that was true, then I think this would be more of a clickbait hot take than it is. Yeah. And it is quite smoking.
It is quite smoking, but I kind of like it. Now, Wes from Clarksville on the text line says, I see Josh Heupel going to the NFL before Vrabel going to college. I don't know that I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. I don't think that I don't think Josh Heupel is an NFL guy. I think he's a college guy. And we could be wrong. I've thought that about people before both ways, and it turned out to be wrong. Again, I think if you dismiss this like, well, Vrabel's an NFL guy, forget that. I don't think you're paying attention. I actually think Vrabel would be – I think the way he does things, yes, it's good, works with pros well. I think it would work in college. I do.
We'll continue this discussion a little bit later in the program. Lots of spicy thoughts on this idea that Joe Rex Road has thrown out there. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road. Looking forward to see how you follow this one up. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Would like a world of change. It helps me to appreciate those nights and those dreams.
And it is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road here on Robbie and Rex Road. As always, we take your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Hopefully future friend of the show, Scott Stapp, bringing us back in here. Still got to work on that.
Come on in, Scott Stapp, hang out with us someday, please.
Preferably in studio, but yes. Joe, I turn things over to you.
God, listen to this song. People were excited about this song. People loved this song.
Matter of fact, I had a thought, like watching the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving Day. They had, I don't even remember who was doing it. I think it was the Jonas Brothers. I was like, well, okay, whatever.
I would take this over that.
Bring me Creed. Bring me the 2001 or 2002, whatever it was, halftime show with Creed out there. It's hard to top that.
A bunch of people were tweeting like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the video of him in his little Cowboys jersey.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The peak of Creed. Well, I'm just going to keep going with this for my rant.
Okay.
First of all, I just want to thank, you know, Andy Staples acts like he's, oh, look at this. Staples knew I was writing this, but this is his tweet. Michigan's win against Ohio State continues to produce absolutely molten takes.
Yeah.
Next up. At Joe Rexford, as Ryan Day is saying, to hell with this, going to the NFL and the Buckeyes grabbing Mike Vrabel. And you know you're going to spend your whole podcast on this, Staples. Come on, man. And then Doug LaMaurice, who has been a friend of mine for a long time, a Cleveland.com columnist, says, Joe, who knows Vrabel in the Big Ten well, doesn't hold back while laying out the idea of Vrabel in Columbus. So, listen, I want to use this rant to reject a few things. One, I got texted, is it because you hate Michigan so much that you spurred this speculation?
Maybe so.
I've been asked if I've been hanging out with Jared too long. I've been asked if first of all, I mean, I think people actually think I'm like an angry Ohio State fan.
Yeah.
That I've saying that Ryan Day should be fired. No, I'm not saying Ryan Day should be fired. I made fun of – all right. Let me read a line, okay? Because I knew this would come up. And it's like there's like 10 comments like, oh, you're going to fire Ryan Day, huh? Okay. Let me read this for you, okay? God, I hate when I'm like, let me read this for you, and then I am like, old man. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is not the prediction of a firing. Day's 45-5 record in 4+ seasons, 2 Big Ten championships, 2 college football playoff appearances, and advancement to the 2020 title game should earn him another season, right? Did I just write that out loud? Yeah, no, he's not getting fired. Not this year. Okay?
Agreed.
No one's saying fire him. No one's saying Vrabel would take this for sure. I'm saying Ohio State absolutely would be completely – like it would be malpractice of Ohio State to not be into this and be thinking about this and be prepared for this and to make – because, look, there's no such thing as a sure thing. Also made that point here too. Let's make this point. We played the Heupel thing yesterday, did we not?
We did.
We played the Heupel thing, okay? So let's see. Harbaugh, I mean, Wolken, who has some beautiful hot takes on coaches, I remember said, like, Harbaugh's going to win a natty in, like, year two.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that looks so ridiculous. And then by, let's see, Well, shoot, let's go back to last football season.
Okay.
Michigan State beats Michigan.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, same crap with Harbaugh. In 2020, they were terrible. Can't beat Michigan State. Going to get killed by Ohio State. Get him out of there. Michigan fans want him gone. That week wanted him gone. And so now all of a sudden Harbaugh is – it's this incredible story. So we knew he was going to make it. Then we knew he wasn't going to make it. And I knew Tom Herman was going to be amazing and Scott Frost was going to be amazing and on and on. So there's no sure things. Vrabel could go to Ohio State and all of a sudden – like Vrabel could be like Ohio State's Scott Frost. And he'll go 7-5 every year and it's just – you know, he's Earl Bruce. But, I mean, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about it, yeah. So this is nothing more than – honestly, it's just forecasting, and it's just – I feel like it's an obvious thing, there's no ulterior motive or there's no – I mean, I'm not saying I want it to happen. I want to go to Vincent T. Well, real quick, I want to read Vincent T.'s comment because he's a very diehard Titans fan who I think he has a podcast, but we interact a lot. On the Vrabel thing going to Ohio State, quote, "This thought crossed my mind nonstop as I watched Ohio State get crushed. I picked up a nail-biting habit by the fourth quarter. I think I would actually die. At the very least, not get out of bed for a minimum of 10 years. End quote. Thank you, Vincent T.
Well, the bottom line on this is we don't know what Mike Vrabel's interest would be. We don't even know if he would have any interest. He could be thinking, you know, I'm an NFL guy. I have no clue what Mike Vrabel's interest on this would be. I have no clue if this will ever even approach happening. Ryan Day could be the coach at Ohio State 15 years from now. I have no idea. But the more we talk about this, I mean, I think that they would be absolutely stupid if they get to the point where they feel like Ryan Day's either not getting the job done, he's not their guy, or if Ryan Day leaves to consider this and to pursue this. Like, it would be, I think you put it well, it would be malpractice by Ohio State to not think about this. That's really the point here is, like, if you're Ohio State and you're thinking about what your next coach could be at some point, this has got to be in the back of your mind, maybe the front of your mind.
Again, Gene Smith, the list. No, get rid of the list. Just have get one of Vrabel's football cards from the Patriots, okay? Just have that in your desk. Just look at that every day.
Put it in your wallet.
See it now.
Exactly.
You can see it now. Vrabel, head coach at Ohio State. Brady, head coach at Michigan. 10 years down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Robbie.
You're really good after it.
Well, look, man.
Write that one tomorrow.
Oh. The keyboard would melt. But,
and Rex Road, head coach of Michigan State.
Oh, right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I will say that, like, if you, like, in all seriousness, Vrabel, Harbaugh.
Be kind of awesome.
See, Vrabel doesn't ever take shots, though, you know? That's the thing. If he's going to do this, he's got to be willing to. I mean, Harbaugh last year, they beat Ohio State. He's like, yeah, some people born on third base and think they hit a triple. He just rips Ryan Day. Yeah. I mean, Harbaugh, like, if Vrabel's going to do this, you got to start taking shots at people more, man.
Yeah, unfiltered.
I mean, you just go after Harbaugh. Can you imagine what Vrabel Harbaugh could be over a year? That could be a blast.
It would be awesome. Chuck on the text line says, I got a lot of Ohio State friends. Y'all are not factoring in back-to-back losses to Michigan. Some of those people would rather lose every game of the season as long as they can beat Michigan. Well, I think that's why this conversation is coming up. That's what we are factoring in.
Yeah, but again, I think too many people are looking at this like it's been this great rivalry, and it's like, well, they got it a couple years in a row, and you got to figure it out. You know, like people are like, well, Harbaugh lost a bunch to Ohio State. Yeah, but Ohio State was by far the best, way better program than Michigan.
Yeah.
Way better. It's not even close. It's been Ohio State and everybody else. Like every once in a while, certain teams will rise up and have some good years. It's Ohio State. It's them, and then it's everybody else. It's not Ohio State and Michigan and everybody else. Now, maybe it's getting to that.
Maybe.
Michigan in the playoff 2 straight years, so maybe it's good. But it has not been close to that in 20 years. Not close.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Paul Koharski from paulkoharski.com. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans as they prepare to take on A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles coming up this weekend. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.